We were approaching our sugya, and our sugya presents really two additional limitations that apply based on the kasha of chatichas nevela. The Gemara asks, "Livata baruba." When it comes to chatichas nevela, when it comes to a piece of non-kosher meat, and the Gemara answers, "It's a davar shebeminyan," and a davar shebeminyan we know is not batal. So then the Gemara presents two versions of how often a davar shebeminyan is not batal. What classifies as a davar shebeminyan that's not batal? The Gemara presents a machlekes of Yochanan Rish Lakish from Maseches Beitza, whether or not it's kol shadarko or es shadarko. So the Gemara says that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that it has to be a davar shebeminyan that's always approached and associated as a davar shebeminyan, so then this would not classify. A chatichas nevela could sometimes not be, it could not be associated as a davar shebeminyan. So therefore, that can't be the reason why in our Mishnah it's not going to be batal. So after that, the Gemara introduces a seemingly new principle that is called a chaticha ha-re'uya le'iskabed l'fnei ha-archid. If you have an item that, in theory, if it wasn't usser, if you would address the item like the Rishonim pointed out, places and the Ran, all the Rishonim pointed out that you don't focus on this item in its status right now, but you focus on this item post-bittel. Is this type of item, is this type of food, is the presentation of this piece, is it ru'uya l'iskabed l'fnei ha'orchim? Is it something that could be presented to a guest? If that would be the case, then it doesn't lend itself to bittel. So, Rabosai, what's just fascinating is we just take our head out of the sugya for a second. It's really, it's just an unbelievable idea, and this is what I always speak to you about, Rabbi Sai. Why you have to really cover ground, and you have to keep moving in halacha, in gemaras, because you could have an assumption the entire year that bittel yavish be yavish. You have a group of items, it's always going to be batel. Okay, we learned about a beria, we learned about a davar sheyesh lo matir, and we learned about things that have technicalities that don't lend itself to bittel, but pieces, regular meat, that was our classic example the entire year. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, no, wait, not always. Is that something that's servable? Is that something that could be placed on a tray? That's something that you're going to be areach someone with? That it's a respectable item? A respectable item, then that's not a chaticha that would become batal and nullified inside that taruvis. Liad, is that your study or is that a background?
That's a background.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. I was going to say, wow, I need to move there. But yeah.
That's the house of Rabbi Ovadia Yosef.
What?
That's Rabbi Ovadia Yosef house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Schmuck. All right, it looks real. It's geschmack.
Thank you.
Amir Tzashem, when this mess is over, you should walk around with that background. All right. Rabbi Sai, is someone recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, this is going to now every time, and sometimes this is forgotten, every taruvus that we're going to be talking about, we have to really discuss, is this an example of a chaticha that's real iskabed or not a chaticha real iskabed? You can't jump automatically bit to bittel. And as some of the shilas that I presented, I have to remember that not everyone on the group is in our shir. I got some answers from some old Talmidim that are learning Yeridea now. So let's say the case of the blintzes or a case of schnitzels. So is that a chaticha real iskabed? Is not a chaticha real iskabed? Also, the shiloh that I presented to you yesterday from the schlachthouses, let's say you have chicken that's on a conveyor belt and you're not sure which chicken was the problem that you checked with the trapez because the conveyor belt kept moving. So now we have a shiloh of a taruvis of 1,000 chickens or thousands of chickens of a taruvis of yavish be yavish, but maybe we can't say bittel barov because this is a chaticha ruhi l'iskabi. So yesterday, the Taisis and the Rishonim already began to address the shaila of whether or not an item that is pre-bittel is going to be aser ba'ana, is that going to be a chaticha ruhi l'iskabed? And the Rishonim explained that yes, that could still be a chaticha ruhi l'iskabed. Because like I said before, you don't look at it pre-bittel, you look at it post-bittel. And even if something is going to be aser ba'ana, that's going to be a Chatiha Rulis Gabin, and that's why the Rishonim approach the Sugya in Yevamis, and they don't understand why a Chatas Tmeya that gets mixed up with other carbon Chatas, did the Gemara say that it's not going to be a Chatiha Rulis Gabin? Ask the Rishonim, don't tell me it's because it's right now Aser Ba'ana, because we don't look at it pre-Bittel, we look at it post-Bittel. So you already see from the Rishonim's formulation of the contradiction between the Gemara and Yevamis Pei Aleph about a Chatichas Tmeya, Chatas Tmeya, in Chatichas Chatas Tahira, and our Gemara, the formulation of the Rishonim, how to view a Chaticha Riliskabe post-Bittel and not pre-Bittel, what is this type of item ignoring the Isser status of the item? Judah.
Are we saying that this goes by like das, like when you have in mind to be mevatel a piece of meat, and then afterwards can you cut it smaller?
No, we're talking about a taruvas. We're not talking about cutting it. We're talking about you have a piece of meat that got mixed up with other meat.
I know. I'm saying, let's say you have one big piece of mevela, and then I don't know, let's say shishim of regular meat, and then you say that since it's like a bigger piece of meat, you can be mevatel it. But then what about afterwards? What if you cut that into a smaller piece?
Again, I'm sorry. I missed your question.
If you have like a big piece of mevela and then, I guess, shishim of regular meat, and then, so that would be mevatel, and then afterwards, are you able to cut that big piece in half? Now it's two normal pieces.
Yeah. I think as long as the shaila happens when it's not a ruhil iskabed, so then, if assuming that that's all correct, so then it would not be chayzer v'neir later on and become aser. Because it's now Ru'i Liskabit. I think that's 100% correct, and the post can talk about that. So let's continue in our exploration to analyze what would be a Chaticha Ru'i Liskabit, which again, the Rishonim all developed based on the Stiras in the Sugyas. So comes along Taisus and needs a rationale why a Chatas, Korban Chatas Tmeya, was considered Batal and was not a Chaticha Ru'i Liskabit. So Taisus formulates the answer, and you have to read carefully his answer, is because it's not so impressive, the chelek that the Kohanim got by the Korban Chatas. They all got the same thing, and it wasn't a Chaticha Ru'i Liskabet, She'ein Machzikin Toiva Zelo Zeh, that they all got the same Chalakim, and therefore the Korban Chatas was not qualified as a Chaticha Ru'i Liskabet when it got mixed up with other Korban Chatas, because it's all Chatas, and none of this is Chaticha Ru'i Liskabet. You give me something, you give me impressive Shalach Manas, you give me an impressive piece of meat, okay, I'll say shkoyach to you, I'll say thank you. But if we're all getting the same thing, it's the rations, you know, the lunch lady that's plopping down the same piece of meat to everyone, I'm not going to say thank you for such a piece of meat, because everyone's getting it, so therefore that doesn't qualify as a chaticha ruliska. However, yesterday we saw that the Ran quotes from the Sefer HaTrumas, when he asked and addresses the same question, he seemed to have a different approach. He seemed to approach it that the reason why is not because of the way the Kohanim interact with each other and respond when it comes to specifically a Korban Chatas, but rather it's because Chatas and Korbanos and Kodshim is only relevant to a segment of the Klal, of the Olam, and it's not Ru'il Iskabe. What's the focus according to the Sefer HaTrumas? La'orchim! It has to be everyone! L'kulam! And therefore, that's why it was specifically because it was a chatos with chatos, and therefore it's not a ruhi liskabe. We're talking about something that could be sold on the market. We're talking about something that could be served to everyone. That's the definition of our ruhi liskabe. According to the Ran, if your taruvis was something, your rove was something that was only relevant for a segment, for not everyone, that would not qualify as a chaticha ruhi liskabe. Namely truma, namely challah, namely anything that was only mutter to some people and not to other people would not be considered a chaticha ruliskabit. However, according to the Balei HaTosis, l'chayre, that's not true. And as long as there are some people that it would be considered ruliskabit for, so therefore that would be mutter. So l'maisa, Rabbi said, we're not really dealing with karbonos and truma so much, l'gabe our shaylas halacha l'maisa, but let's say I paint you the following situation. Let's say I have a taruvis of something like of something that's usher, and then it's usher ba'ana, and I can't even give it to a guy like basar v'chalav or like or something that's usher ba'ana, right? Or orla, right? And it gets mixed up in what other food that anyways was usher ba'achila. So now, what's the purpose of the Tyrugis? What do I want to be Mevata? What do I want to be Mevata, Rabbi Say? Unmute.
Nisranah.
So at the end of the day, this whole Tyrugis and Bito is only going to be Roy for what? For who?
Non-Jews.
For non-Jews, for Goyim. Is that a Chaticha Roy Liskabe? L'cha'oira, that should be, says the Chavis Das, says the group of Achroinim, that should be totally on our Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Ran, according to the Sefer HaTrumas, it should not qualify as a Chaticha Roy Liskabe. It's a segment. It's not everyone. What happened to the Jewish people? The Yidden. They also matter. However, according to Tosis, no, maybe it would be Chaticha Roy Liskabe. Because Tosis has to come onto another rationale to tell me why what? To tell me why Kohanim and Korban Chatos, a specific reason why a Korban Chatos was not a Chaticha Roy Liskabe. A segmented oilam, a segmented portion, right? What do they call this, Rabbi Say, in the world of statistics? A sample size, something like that. So that would be considered a Chaticha Roy Liskabe. That would be a Machlokes Rishonim Lagabe our issue. Okay, everyone, good, Rabbi, before we move on?
Hey, Rabbi, who says that?
I think the Chavis Das discusses this, the Night of Behud. There are a bunch of Achronim that suggest this. Who would say what? Is it in the Rishonim?
Yeah.
In the Rishonim, I was suggesting that according to Tosis, since he was forced to explain the case of Chatos is because the Kohanim are not impressed by it, so therefore he wasn't bothered the fact that it was a segment of the Olam, and in a Hanami, if you have a Tarubas that's only relevant for a certain group of people, that could still be considered Chaticha Roy Liskabe. Again, Rabbi say every phrase in every sugya, you got to know what's relevant to determine what is the trigger in the sugya. We have to define chaticha, and we also have to define orchim. So this Rishonim, the Rishonim on this shaila, might be debating how you define orchim when it comes to this issue.
Maybe.
Yeah.
According to Tosos, how would it work if I'm making, like, if I, like, messed up in the kitchen, so then I have to, like, then decide, like, do I instantaneously, like, decide, like, oh, is this, am I going to serve this to Goyim, or, like, meaning if I serve it to Jews, so then it shouldn't, like...
I don't think it's a subjective decision, like, would I serve this or not. I think it's just the Hamon Am. Do people, this Tarubis that you have in front of you, is it with pieces that, and it, is it in a situation that would be served to people? So I think that would be a problem.
So if it's like, if it's a possibility that I can go, according to those, it's a possibility that I can find the guy and serve him, it would be really...
Yeah, we have to learn more details about, for at least according to other Rishonim, but yeah, that's the notion of the sugi.
Okay, thank you.
All right? Rabbi Isai, this kasha from the Gemara in Yevamis, is dealt with by other Rishonim. And as many of you saw today, as I dealt with it, I spoke to you about this throughout Seder, the Rabbeinu Alevi, as quoted by the Ritva on Ardaf, says a fascinating teretz. You remember, Rabosai, the case that wasn't batal in the Gemara Yevamos on the Pei Aleph from Abayz was talking about a Korban Chatos Tameh that got mixed up with a Korban Chatos Tahoros. Says, right, Tosfos has his approach, the Sefer HaTrumas and the Ran has their approach, comes along the Rabbeinu Agodol, which is the Chidushe HaRa'ah. The Rebbe of the Ritva, the Ra'ah, says, listen to this. Like the Rishonim all set up at the beginning of the Sugya. You look at, in theory, with it not being Usr, would it be Batal? Okay, listen to now, he gets to the question. Vahidi Yevamis Shaini. The way I deal with the Gemara Yevamis, Shaloi Omru Chaticha Riliskabi Bo Shaloi Yela Bitol Ela Kishi Surah Me'atzma Kigon Chatichas Nevela O dag tome, o baser v'cholo, ma she'en kein, v'chaticha shel etta shebola shamnuna shel iser, I betela b'shishan l'rabbana k'di yisil kamon ba'adur abnosan, distan tam chaticha. V'chein per shabalamor. What did the Ra'ah just say? It's something remarkable, Rabbi said. He says, when is chaticha ruliskabe to chaticha ruliskabe? A new yisoy, not based on the site of Orchim that we've been discussing up until now, but rather what? Chatichas Iser Shiris Ruilis Gabin Vafnei Orchim. What type of Iser are we talking about? When do we say something is not Batel? If it's an Iser Machmas Atzma. It innately has a problem. It by itself has a problem. This chaticha is problematic. However, comes along the Ritva, and he says, just because something is not kosher, doesn't mean that siba, that trigger, that cause, is going to now be considered a chaticha ruilis gabi. It's only a chaticha that has a problem innately, by itself, machmas atzma, that also happens to be ruilis gabi, that's now not going to be bought. Lamasha. A non-kosher fish. A nevela that wasn't shechted properly. That's usher because of itself. However, Rabbi Isai, when you have a carbon chatos, but the isser is not the chatos shabbat. It's mixed up with other chatos. It's only going to go on at the end of the day anyways because it's a carbon chatos. As we know, Kodshei Kodshim were only eaten by Koyanim, right, Rabbi Isai? In our Bekiyas and Kodshim, right? Only eaten the Azar and Kodshim, unlike a Karban Pesach or a Shlomim Kodshim Kalim, that could be eaten by the Bailim. The Bailim, the owners, the Yisraelim, never ate a Karban Chatos. It's only going to be eaten by Koyanim. But what's the issue? Not the Chatos Shebo. It's the Tmeyah Shebo. The Tmeyah Shebo. That is usur, that's an isur, that's an item, an entity that we want to be batel. How did something become tame? Because it came in contact with something else. Because it was nogeya with something else. By definition, any recipient type isur, any receptacle, any isur that's not from itself is not a type of isur that's going to be a chaticha ruilis gabi. That's the ra'az isoid. Vela works beautifully with the Gemara and Yevamos. Again, the Gemara and Yevamos had two cases that the Rishonim are bringing up. Chatas Tmeyah Shnis Arva that got mixed up with a Chatas Tahiris. So the Gemara wants to know, and the Gemara says it's Batel. Says the Ra'o, the reason why is because it's a Tmeyah issue. It's not an Isser Machmas Atzma. That's not lending itself to a Chaticha Ruilis Gabei. However, the next line in the Gemara says if you have a Chatas Tahira that got mixed up into what? Into chulin, and there, that's not an issue of tumah v'tahara. That's an issue of what? It is chatos that a zor that an Israel can't eat. Ah, that's going to be a chaticha ruilis gabi. So minayubay you see it in the Gemara. Why by chatos tmeya within chatos tahiris it's not batel, and by chatos tahiris in chulin it is batel. The answer is what? One's machmas atzma, one's not machmas atzma. Gevaldig yisoid. The Rabbi say many of you are saying yeah, but we're not learning kodesh. We're not handling these shilas. Yeah, but this is relevant to us, Rabbi Isai, so relevant to us. What happens if you have an Isser that's all Isser because of Blias? That's all Isser because of an absorption? That's all Isser because of what? Because of something else non-kosher that contaminated it. Ooh. Ablias, it's not Isser Machmas Atzma. There is no din chaticha ruilis gabi. The conveyor belt, the shechting houses, treifa, it's Isser Machmas Atzma. Not shechted properly, nevela, that's Isser Machmas Atzma. It's a non-kosher fish. It's a non-kosher type of food that got mixed up. That's Isser Machmas Atzma. That's all chaticha ruilis gabi. But what happens, what if someone goofed off in the kitchen? What happens if something that was non-kosher now absorbs into something else? Then there's what to talk about that might not, if we paskin like Israel, I don't know, I gotta see in Shulchan Aruch. But if we paskin like Israel, and this is relevant aloha, whoa, do we have a kula to now apply bittul in many of the situations that we wanted to apply bittul before we went chaticha ruilis gabi. This is a game changer potentially, if it's true. Rabbi Isai, one of the examples of the Ra'ah is what? Nag Tame, Chatos Tmeya,
Basar V'chol.
Basar V'chol.
It's an Isra Atzma.
Basar V'chol is an Isra Atzma.
there's buster, that's no, that's nivla cholov shelo.
It's in the case of avodah zarah.
Isser is no lot from itself.
Oh, yisoid otzim rabbeisa. Remember this. Even though the Rishonim are saying, the Raha is saying, that it applies only to Osir Machmas Atzma, but Basar V'Cholav is an example of an Isir Machmas Atzma, even though it emanates from Blias, but it's these two Dvarim HaMutarim, remember this, or by from the first week of Shir, it's these two Dvarim HaMutarim that are coming together as a concoction and creating and becoming a Chetz of Isura, that's considered an Isir Machmas Atzma. So if you have two Dvarim HaMutarim that now join together and become Basar V'Cholav, that will be a shiloh that's relevant, even according to the Ra'a, for a chaticha ro'i l'iskabei. Got it, guys? Good. Then the Ritva continues, and he quotes another shita. Bo'oidom r'li morri ha'ravzal. And the Ra'a continued and said, achidish agabe chidish. If everyone remembers, Rabbi Isai, I asked the question that the Rishonim brought up in the Ran yesterday. How do you deal with the Gemara in Zvachim that says the reason why the animal is not batel is because of what? Who remembers? Animals, when they're alive, are not batel. The implication is what? If the animal would not be alive, if the animal would be a what? A chaticha, then it would be batel. Doesn't that contradict our Gemara that says chaticha nevela is what? Not batel because of what? Chaticha ruy l'iskabe. Doesn't the Gemara in Zvachim in its answer on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph contradict the conclusion in our Gemara to say that there's no bitl by chatichos? Why did the Gemara only say it's not batel because it's chai? Comes along the Ra'a and he continues and he says, She'ein chatichos chashuva asur oseres ve'elef ela b'muvusheles she'ra'uya k'moish she'i l'ischabe aval im hoya chaya b'teila k'kol shar yisurim chay b'tre v'haynu b'mediktani b'mastisin she'nisbashlo. Our Mishnah only said chatichos nevela she'nisbashlo. Why does our Mishnah in Chulin say Chatichas Nevelish and Isbashla? Because the Ra'a says it's gotta be Ru'uy L'Ischabed to the utmost degree right now, and if it's not fully cooked and it would not be devoured and eaten by an Oreach right now, it's not a Chaticha Ru'uy L'Ischabed. So not only do you have a Raya from the Gemara in Zvachim that said the reason why it's not bottles is because of Balei Chaim, because chaticha ruy l'iskabin would not be relevant because even if it's dead, it's still raw, it's not cooked. But you have another raya, says the Ra'a, from our Mishnah in Chulin. Our Mishnah in Chulin says, achatichas nevela shenis bashla. Why did it have to say shenis bashla? Because it knew that the Gemara was going to say it's a chaticha ruy l'iskabin. Only a situation where it's ready, where it's fit, is it going to be ruy l'iskabin. Yes, Arya.
So let's go to Rebbe's Shiloh, the Shefter.
100%. According to this Ra'a, if I would ask the Ra'a, Legabe the conveyor belt, there would be no Shiloh, it would be Batel absolutely, because it's all raw. Because it's all raw. So we have to see if we paskin like this. Good.
The Rebbe, explain the case in Zvachim again.
The Gemara in Zvachim said when you have a Taruvus of animals, the reason why it's not Batel, the Shor HaNiskal, and the other animals is because it's Balei Chayim Loi Betili. Even though it should have been a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, it should have been a mixture, but the Gemara says Balei Chayim Loi Betili. So the Rishonim all asked, what do you mean it's Balei Chayim Loi Betili? It's better because, even if it wasn't Balei Chayim, even if it wasn't alive, it's a Chaticha Ruy L'Iskabed, that's why it's not Batel. So the Ran has to come on to an answer. Yesterday the Ran says, no, but it's not cut up into pieces. It can, the Ran says, if it's a Chaticha G'doyla, or if it's complete, if it's full, and it wasn't segmented into the pieces the way you serve it, so then it's not going to be a chaticha ruy l'iskabed. Says the Ra'a, I have a better answer. It's not because it wasn't cut into pieces, it's because it wasn't cooked. According to the Ra'a, even something that was sliced by the butcher, and lamaisa, it's cut into pieces and chatichas, that you're willing to serve it like this, Like the Ram said yesterday, it's not a chaticha gdoila, it's not a chaticha ktana, it's a chaticha beinonis, and this is the way I serve it on my dish to other people and to be mechaved the areya. Says the Ra'ah, but it's still going to be batal. Why is it still going to be batal, says the Ra'ah? Because it wasn't cooked, because it was raw, and that's also a heter. And that's why the Mishnah in Chulin said it has to be a case of nisbashla, where a taka was raw, night now, kimoshi'i lefnei ha'orchi.
Rebbe,
yeah.
Is Shor Niskal considered an Isra Atzma?
I think so. Because of the behavior of the item.
It's not to an
animal that misbehaved. That's considered Isra Machmasad. It's not a Dover Acha that's Gurim.
Right. So yeah. It's not them, because in the other Sugi we were saying.
Yeah. Very good, very good. What David's pointing out is that even though the Rishonim wrote in the last Sugi in Beria, that Shor Niskal is not Asur Mitchilas Briyaso, and they use the language of Isser Machmas Atzma, it's not going to have the same idea as we're saying right now. Very good. Here, this focus is whether or not it's coming Mibachutz or not. But yeah, very excellent R. Excellent. Where about your side?
Rebbe, I don't understand. Why does he have to come on to the fact that it's not cooked? Why can't you just say his original Chiddush that it's an Isser Machmas Atzma?
No, I think that's what David's pointing out. It is an Isser Machmas Atzma. Shor Niskal is.
So it should be, so it cannot be Batel, right?
If it wasn't for the fact
that it's not cooked?
No, again, he has a... I threw in that kasha, but I'm just saying, a Shor Niskal, the reason why it's not... the reason why it's only not Batel because of Balei Chayim is because it's raw. That's what I'm saying. The other rationale might not cut it.
So they're not related to each other.
Right. And just to be perfectly honest, I don't think the Ra'ah himself brought the Gemara in Zvachim. The Ran brought the Gemara in Zvachim. I'm the one who's saying that it would resolve the Gemara in Zvachim.
Can you clarify the point about Aplius?
Let's say you have an item in your kitchen that became treif, okay? Basar v'chalav, right? Now, that basar v'chalav item that's treif now touched something else. That's this new item is not Asur Machmas Atzma.
Okay, good.
It's a Bli Asura. But I'm differentiating it between the first piece. The first piece is Basar V'Cholav. That's what the Shulchan Aruch calls Asur Machmas Atzma, because it itself became Asur.
So in like a Yavish B'Yavish, that piece would be a problem if that somehow existed. Like
the,
if you
the have, first Basar V'Cholav.
Right, but then yes. Everything else, once it changes yes. to Bli, so then it's just right. a normal...
But if it was only an Isser because of a... because of it... So now... If we're, according to what we're suggesting right now, if you think about the shilas that I just discussed, let's focus on the first shilah. Right now, according to what I'm suggesting, so if you have a ben yomo pot, right? You have a ben yomo pot, and you pull the sacnivitz, right? And you didn't taste anything. So, and it's a fleshik pot, it's a milchik pot, and you made omelets in it, and it's ben yomo, and then you made some schnitzels and stuff. Right? So now I have a shaila of what? Of basar v'chalav. Now, some of the pieces were made in a few different frying pans. Right? Well, some of the pieces were mutter and some of the pieces are asr alts basar of v'chalav. So now, do I say that it's asr machmas atzma? Yeah, so it's a shaila of basar of v'chalav. Unless one would argue to me that this din doesn't apply to Basar v'chalav d'rabbanan, which is oaf, which we have to learn about. But we're going to see in Meretz Hashem and Shulchan Aruch that the poskim seem to suggest, although there were some achronim that wanted to be mekel, not to extend it to not basar v'chalav d'oraisa. But over here, it's basar oaf v'chalav, even d'rabbanan, we would say that it's a chaticha ha'asr machmas atzma, and it wouldn't qualify for what the Ra'ah is saying, and this would potentially be asr, unless you have any other kulas to join with it. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have shishim in with the other schnitzels, right?
No, yeah, you have a taruvus of yavish be yavish, and you don't, it's min bimino. So let's say we don't, let's say by taruvus of yavish be yavish,
So we know we're mikol yidonid shishim, right? We only say by yavish biyavish mimishaino mina the yidonid shishim, because of maybe you would be mispashal, it would be a taruv as a mimishaino mina. Or mikol shachta the mina yavish biyavish, that rove would be enough. I'm saying that perhaps this is a chaticha rilis gabi that can't be mikol.
Right.
But that doesn't apply there.
What?
Don't we just say the
Jadno Xero
Dueno Mino? That won't apply.
By Yavish Biyavish Bim Mimino, we don't say the Xero. So you don't need Shishim. We only say by Yavish Biyavish Bim Mimino, right?
You say
don't
that.
Say a double Xero.
Well, according to the Ron, you'd be fine.
According to the Ron, I'd be fine. Why?
Because it was not Roy Lischabe to Jews.
Sure, it's Roy Lischabe to Jews.
It's Ofer Chalav, though.
Evra, the first step in the sugya is I don't look at this now, I look at it post-Bittel. I look at it Machmas the Rov. So of course it's Roy Lachir. Again, we're trying to be Mevatel Isser. So the fact that it's Usser is not going to make a difference of whether or not it's Rui Liskabit or not. That's what we're trying to be Mavata, are you?
That'd be a stretch, but could you say that the chicken, when it got into the pot, it was raw, and therefore it wasn't Rui Liskabit when the Blius went in? It's only afterwards, once it's cooked, then you have the Shiloh. But at the time,
not
it was
a stretch.
Raw.
It's a very good point. But it's a very good point that the post can discuss, but I think the relevant Shiloh would be when the
Blius went in, when it was raw, and then you cook it and you take it out.
Yeah, but let's say I only find out about it later. So the
rov
applies when Yediyah happens. And at Yediyah might be Rui Liskabit. Right. But what Arya is asking is a very good kasha. But Rabbi said this kind of connects to some of the old klal that we discussed. Lamaisa, even though Rabbi said, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, we jump ahead a little bit. I mean, hopefully we'll see it soon. But we do say that Basar V'Cholov is an example of Chaticha L'Iskabit. If anyone has a Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simen Kuf Aleph, very important halacha. So if you look at Siv Beis, Ein Din Chaticha L'Iskabit Elim Kein Isura Machmas Atzma. You're going to Velo Basar V'Cholov Al Neser Machmas Shekib L'Tami Iser. If it's just been Makabel Tam from something that's Aser, the loa yabah shishim lavalo afilu mishet sover chaticha atzmas nasa zaveila ein la din chaticha ruliskabit. Listen to what the machaber says. Rabosai comes back to old sugyas. Let's say you hold Chanan, right? Let's say you hold Chanan by Shari Surim. So would you say that now once it's bolea tam, so now chaticha atzmas nasa zaveila, and now I should argue that maybe it wouldn't qualify as this iser? It would be an iser machmas atzma. So says the machaber, no. Mechaber says, even if you hold chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and when it's bolea and iser, the entire piece becomes iser, that's still not considered an iser machmas atzma, and it would not be considered a ru'il iskabit. Chaticha ru'il iskabit is only when the iser, original iser, is something that's coming from itself, and not coming from a dover acher, and coming from a bolea. Right?
That's only if you hold that it's not by shari surim, no?
That's even if you hold that it's by Shari Surim, you say.
Why is that? If it's a Chaticha Nas Nevela, if it's
still
considered Nevela.
But we still focus on the fact that it originated by a Blia.
So there's still some sort of lower level by Chaticha Nas Nevela?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's the Chiddush, right. Exactly. This would not be dependent on the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Exactly. Exactly. And then the Rama goes on to say, "Va'afilu chaticha shelo nimlecha batla de'ein isura machmas atzma." Let's say you have a piece, Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. You have a piece of meat that I forgot to salt. I forgot to take out the dam. So says the Rama, it's not asur machmas atzma. It's asur machmas adam sheba, and it's bolea from the dam when you heat it up. Right. And you have a third case, Rabbi Yisai. Listen to this, Ramah. This is beautiful. Kol chaticha shaloi nesra rakide klipa. Batla, dahari aklipa in a rui liskabi. What does that mean?
You can have an issur that's only going to be, you only have to take off a klipa, so then it's fine, because...
When would I have an issur that it's only going to take off a klipa, Rabbi Yisai? Go back to all the way back to the beginning.
The first sugya, right? It touched
something poured on it.
The tzafim, right?
Right, it was tzli, right, it's kedei netila. So now says the Ramah, listen to this. Is the whole piece usur?
No.
What's usur? The kedei klipa or the kedei netila, right? Kedei klipa. Let's say it would be kedei klipa. Would the kedei klipa be a chaticha rui liskabi? You would never serve the peel. If this peel is something that you wouldn't serve to a friend, and you wouldn't scrape it off the table, then the item is bottle. Because the only thing that's usur is a chaticha rui liskabi. So Rabbi Sai, even by basar v'cholov, which is an iser machmas atzma, if it's only going to be enough to be what? A kedei klipa, depending on the mechanism and the source of heat, so then it's not going to now translate to be a chaticha rui liskabi. Because the klipa and the iser shabo is not rui liskabi. So now you're going to have to go back and figure out in every shiloh, well, how much is usur? Which ultimately is triggered by, how did this become usur? Was this recognition that now going to now be the whole item? Or is it limited to the people? And now that's an effect on my what? My shiloh, whether or not it's going to be a chaticha riliskabi. Because says the Ramah, not everything is a chaticha riliskabi. Or another example, dam. Dam is the usur. But the piece of usur is bailea from the... The deposit that's now by Leah from Dom from Tripus is not innately usur. It's by Leah from something trade. So that's no different than touching something else. So all these situations would not be considered Chadicha Riliskabin. What about Basar Oif V'cholov? So the poskim all say even something that's usur in the Rabbanon, the Prima Gadim writes, Basar V'cholov the Rabbanon is also usur. However, Rabbi Yisai, we didn't get a chance to learn this. I was actually thinking yesterday. I don't know, maybe we could... This Zoom thing is pretty geschmack. Maybe we could just continue this throughout the summer. And just continue and maybe do even Basar V'cholov in the next perek. I don't know, it's what to think about. I feel like it's geschmack. So Mamish enables us to learn, and we could do it at any time. So we're going to learn this. Rabbi Yisai, there's a major machlokes rishonim. I think I mentioned it. You remember when I talked about the shiloh with the pepperoni on the pizza? About the person serving it to the goyim? Is it usur ba'anah? You guys remember?
Yeah, it's sli. It's only sli.
Yeah. So that's the shiloh. Sli is a machlekes rishonim if basar v'cholov applies to sli, because it's not bishul. So perhaps one could say, even if we extend basar v'cholov being an usur machmas atzma to basar ov as one derabbanon, perhaps if we chisel it down and we say that two derabbanons, so then the Chavis Das has a lashon and some poskim quoted to say two derabbanans, we're not going to say chaticha riliskabi. So lemaisa, some poskim were makel in that shiloh of the schnitzels because it was what? It was basar ov b'cholov in the frying pan of the milchik, ben yomo. But it was not only one basar ov b'cholov, I would have been makbir to be a chaticha riliskabi. But since it was also a shiloh of what? Of tzli. So two derabbanans on basar v'cholov would not be an iser machmas atzma, and we would say that it should be batel in the other pieces of schnitzel. Rabbi, say everyone with me?
Just like a curiosity question.
Yeah.
How does something that's fit for bittel become not fit for bittel? Like the chicken and the blius would theoretically be something that could be batel, and then all of a sudden now it's going to become something that can't be batel, even yavish be yavish, min b'mino. Like it seems kind of crazy.
I'm not really sure. That's the concept of chaticha rui liskabi. Now when it's in the taruvis, it's rui liskabi, so it can't be batal.
But with everything else, it's something that is usur machmas atzma. Then it goes into a taruvis of pieces. So like you're going to be serving a nice treif steak to somebody. Somebody's going to get a nice treif steak on their plate. That's going to be great.
Yeah, in those situations,
you moved up. You put some. I mean, you have blius of basar v'chol, it feels different. It might not be at all. It feels different.
I'm not sure why not. Why, like, enechanami, I think what Mal is pointing out, Rabbi Yisai, is that a lot of our cases might actually, unless we figure out all the details of this sugya, but
yeah, it's a big, you know,
this is a big chumra. This is like, Rabotzai, you could like be learning taruvis and learning about kashrus all year, and you don't see the simen, and you could have just been matir like so many things that are awesome. It's just like a, this is a classic example of an absolute game changer. An absolute game changer. Because so often these are going to be chatichor eliskabes, and we have to know when we could rely on what. So that's why it's going to be so relevant, the next part that we're going to analyze in Shulchan Aruch, of which svaras are good svaras, to know what chatichor eliskabes is. So Rabbi Yisai, let's just look up in the Rishonim. So far we saw in the Ran that one limitation of chatichor eliskabes is it's got to be cut to size. If it's too large or if it's too small, it's not going to be served that way. Or if it's shalim, for that matter, like the Gemara in Zvachim, and it's a full animal, that's not a chaticha rilis kabin. And that's why the Gemara had to come on to Balei Chayim according to the Ra. According to the Ra'a, it's a totally different idea. It's not about how it's cut. It's not only limited to whether or not it's cut or not. But even if it's cut to size, but if it still didn't finish its procedure, that it's not fully cooked. So right now, it's not ready to be served. So that would be a limitation on Ra'uya Liskab. Or another thing that the Rishonim suggests is, what about if you have a chicken, Rabosa, and the chicken wasn't defeathered? So would that be considered a Chatichor Liskab? Even if you wouldn't accept the Ra'a, or you wouldn't accept the Ra'an, would you accept it when it's mamish, like it looks like it is on the farm? That it's mamish feathers on it? This is so far from a Chatichor Liskab. Perhaps I could suggest that it's a Chatichor Liskab if it's very easy to cut. It's a chatichor l'riskabit if it's very easy to just stick it in the oven and be mavasha. But if it's mamish, like it's looking like a bak, you know, it's looking like something you would see on the farm. So perhaps that's so far removed from a chatichor l'riskabit that even the chirim would suggest that it's not a chatichor l'riskabit. So Rabbi say, in the next stage of the sugya, if you look at the Rosh disagrees with everything that we've discussed. He rejects all the other rishayim. But it's important to focus on how he discusses it. And he proves it from many, many different sugyas that the Gemara says that all of these things were not batal. He says, in Simen Lamed Vav, he's discussing Chatichor Liskabet, and he quotes certain Rishonim that had some kulas. U'b'chatichor Liskabet rabu deis yesh min ha'gdoilim sha'omru dafke chatichas issush nizbashle. He's quoting the Ra'a. Im chatichas hetar arui l'skabi ba'orchim. Achich b'chaya shlema b'teila baro. V'divrei hevel him. The Rosh is upset. This is like nothing. It's garnish. It's divrei hevel. The kama arui l'skabi l'fnei arochim. Lav l'me mershtei ru'uya kamo shi'ata. It doesn't mean like the Ra'a assume that it has to be fit at this present second. But it means this type of beast. Kamo shi'ata. El mishum shir nakdinon. What did he just say, Rabbi? Anything that's this size that would be served in front of a guest, did anyone see that? The Rush just pulled a fast one on us, everybody said. The Rush just combined two sugyas that we were assuming were independent sugyas. The Rush said that don't accept the Ra'a, because what? The second this is something that you would serve to a guest, this becomes a what? Dover kazois shedarko limanos. The Rush is combining the sugya of Dabr Shebeminyan Eino Batal to be with Chaticha Arui Liskabi. It seems like he's not saying that there were two separate ideas presented in the Gemara, but that a Chaticha Arui Liskabi also turns into a Dabr Shebeminyan like a dozen eggs that's not going to be Batal. He continues to go, just like there are Gemaras that list six things that are not batal. Again, he interchanges the Dover Shebeminyan, things that are counted, that are not batal, with Chaticha Rilis Kabi. Ubekayan Argeret, and all of those things that are considered a Davar Sheva Minyan, says the Rosh, were all examples of what? Things that were raw. So therefore, the Ra'ah is wrong. Because how could you consider it and add it to the list of a Davar Sheva Minyan if it's not fit right now? But the simple answer that the Ra'ah will answer to the Rosh is that you're combining two sugyas over here.
I need help with the water.
What was
the Davar Sheva
Minyan?
What?
Not a Davar Sheva
Minyan. I told already.
Oh, okay.
The Chayan Ayri, and therefore all those Gemaras that are raw are not necessarily going to be Raya's, but according to the Rosh, it's a Raya. Because he combined these two sugyas. The Chayan Anu, the Perak Masu, the Avet Azar, the Tani, the Elu, Asur, and Mahoyser, Mechoshu, Mufarish Gemara, the Ani, Tarti, Islu, Davar Sheva Minyan, Mr. Anok, Tani, Tzipur, Mitzayr, Betach Amor, Vegla Rupa, Vechulin, Shinish, Lubazar, Vyavka, the Ashla, Su, Lo, Chazel, Mechol, constantly the Rush, throughout the Rush, you'll see the Rush again in Simul Lamed Vav. The Rush is combining the sugya of Davar Sheva Minyan, and since all the examples of the Gemara of Davar Sheva Minyan, we're all talking about raw items, so that's a Raya that the Ra'ah is wrong, that you don't need Bishul right now in order to be considered a Davar, a Ra'uya Liskabu. And then the Ra'ah, and then the Rush continues and he says, jumping down a little. The chain mash mitok divrei Rebbe Shimshin shepirish b'shem riv perak ataruvas ahad dekamar alzim al ataruvas chatas amisa b'shor niskal el shemam the amri esh dark limonos maikel and name because of Rebbe Shimshin tema mi garua shar god shor god of esh dark limonos da afilu chaticha chashav esh dark limonos perak gid anosha they should ruy liskabim they are orchem again. Since it's ruy liskabim that they are orchem, it now becomes a davar sheva minyan that's not bottle. Alma chaticha al ruy liskabim afilu kshi chaya. Even if it's raw, like against the Ra'ah. The Chain Behema Shlema, and against the Ran, even if the animal is full, even if the animal is not cut off, that's not going to be a svar that's going to make it not Ruhi Liskabi. The Gam Shamati, the Yeshemer, the Kevis Sholem, the Ran, or Evis Sholem, or a full chicken, like Mikaru Liskabi, the Arachlim Shane Derech, Losses, the Arach Kevis Sholem, or Evis Sholem, Gam Eilid Divri Havoyim. They're all wrong. Because it's going to be what? You can buy a whole piece of meat, a whole animal, a whole shor anisko, so you have the potential to serve it to many people. That's going to be less royal iskabit. Bakir, it's more chashiv. It's more of a davar sheva minyan. It's more chashivas. It can now be served to more people, says the Rosh. Something that's whole against the Ran, something that's whole, is more Ruhi Liskabit. It has more potential, and again, we don't look at it right now, so the Rosh is rejecting both the Ra'ah of Bishul and the Ran of Chatichas. And then the Rosh completes his Chiddush. Chayin Das Rik Moshka Vazalel, Begam Yesh Oimrim, and there are those that say, Shatar Negoilus Ba'oida Ben Etosa, that's still in its feather, Loi Chashivu Betela is not considered Chashuv. And it's bottle gamzein okay and shachet tikuno b'shula roilis kabi. But they are, since once you defeather the chicken, it's going through roilis kabi. The Rosh rejects every single kula that we have just presented in the sugya of chaticha roilis kabi. Bishul, chatichas, cutting, and defeathering, says the Rosh one after the next. They're all considered chaticha roilis kabi because at the end of the day, this meat that's coming from this animal is going to be a chatichah l'skabit. The Rosh has an explaining to do. How are you going to explain the Gemara in Zvachim that said, came on to Balei Chaim lo betilei? Implication is that it wasn't considered a chatichah l'skabit. Perhaps the Rosh can say that this wasn't a chatichah l'skabit for another reason. Or perhaps we, if we could find Hanok, don't agree to our Gemara of chatichah l'skabit, perhaps we could just suggest that Gemara is going on those days.
Can the Rosh say that Chaticha Arui Leishchabit is a Baal, meaning the Baal Chaim isn't Nevatel because it's a Chaticha Arui Leishchabit?
No, because that's very fair, because that's what the Rishonim are saying. Then why do you need this far of Baal Chaim Lovatil? Sounds like it was a different rationale.
No, meaning why are Baal Chaim not Baal? Because it's a Chaticha Arui Leishchabit.
It's not a new independent reason. Maybe. I don't know. I hear. But the other way out of that, if you would say that it's an independent reason, is to say either that Gemara is going, that we don't hold the Chatichah Ruhi Liskabit, but to say that we have to find Rishonim or Shittas that might actually help like that. And that you might see in the Beis Yosef, And the other is to say that the talk about case wasn't really good. It was like bad meat, whatever it is. And that's why it wasn't really good. It's a technical reason. The bottom line, but it's like, however, that the Gemara is saying all of these rules, all of these leniencies, and you're going to be a major chumrah that anything is really going to be ruhi l'skabi. So we say, if you accept the shita of the Rosh, we're going to have a problem in the sugi of the conveyor belt, and we're going to have issues. And he doesn't say anything about the Ra'ah either. So we're going to have to look at the Shohar Chabisai. Look again, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And then the Fish Tais, and the Beis Tzif. And then we'll see if the case of Maitza. And I want to just point out, I want this Chichu at the beginning of the book of Yehuda about what happens if you have the following situation. I'll say it tomorrow. Let's say you have a chaticha ruhi l'skabid, Rabbi Sai, but only, let's say you have a blintz. The blintz, the cheese of the blintz, was the iser. Everyone hear me? The cheese was cooked up in a fleishik pot. And it's also machmasatzma because it's shayla basar v'cholov. Right? So the cheese is now put into a coating and a whole blintz, and a whole pastry. So I will never be really scabbed of just the cheese. So the Nadi Behuda has a major kula here of Isai, and it's important. Halacha l'maisa. Or let's say you have krepluch. You have within a dough, you have some meat. And the item now together is now chaticha ruhi l'skabit. I would serve it. But the iser itself is not ruhi l'skabit. I wouldn't slap on cheese onto my Shabbos table. It's only a cheese blitz. So now, perhaps one could argue, says the Nadi Behuda, that that's not a chaticha ruhi l'skabit. That's more similar to what? To the Kedei Klipa of the Ramah. That itself is not ruhi l'skabit. And when it's a combo, basically this is going to be very, very relevant in terms of ingredients. Few shilas that were brought up of ingredients that now are relevant, even though at the end of the day you might make challahs. Let's say you have some dough, you have some flour that was chametz shalav or lav pesach, and some that's not, or different ingredients. Some of the ingredients is chametz shalav or pesach. At the end of the day, the chaticha is going to be bread that's going to be ruhi l'skabit. It's going to be lecha mishnah. But yes, some of the iser is also. So does that make the whole bread to be chaticha ruhi l'skabit? Or do you say like this Nadi Behuda that no, if the cheese itself, if the item itself is not chaticha ruhi l'skabit, and only with the other things, so that doesn't classify it to be a chaticha ruhi l'skabit, and it can lend itself to bittul? Or do you distinguish between ingredients that is mamish making the zach, and the Nadi Behuda's case where it's like cheese and it's a filling, that it's really the two of them together that are combining to be the chaticha? So these are very, very relevant svaras, Rabbi Sai, from the frying pans, from the pots, to basar v'cholov, to the rabbonons, to the cheese blintzes, to the Nadi Behudas, that really could spin things in the other direction in terms of chaticha ruhi l'skabit. Amir Tzashem, tomorrow, hopefully we'll finish. I'd like to start the big taisus. I was requested to do Hanan, Rabbi Sai, do the big taisus. I'd like to finish chaticha ruhi l'skabit. Do the next tesis, and hopefully come to one or two more sugyas before the Mishnah, and we're going to come to an end, and then hopefully we can actually explore after we finish the next few sugyas to possibly do nap or not, like we've been waiting for all year, and then hopefully if we could finish with maybe some of the Dover Charifs and the knives, what David brought up at the end of my wife's talk, and perhaps milchic bread and certain relevant things. And we talk about it if you want. I'm going about some cold. And all these things in the next paragraph of cold bust. But I say, well, keep shagging, keep dabbing. Be rachman ishamayim, be machadik mir of entire avodas Hashem, and daven for your chaverim that are sick.
Shkaf, Rabbi, thank you.